and welcome to today's Raging Bull podcast. We occasionally like to add guest interviews from traders and experts from Raging Bull's Elite Traders chat room. In the Raging Bull Elite chat room, we hold live trading sessions with Raging Bull's traders, elite members, and our invited guests. These sessions are hosted by our Elite chat room host, Hitha Herzog. It's my pleasure now to introduce Hitha and one of our special guests to the Raging Bull podcast.
Hey, Elite Room, it's Hitha Herzog, and I have with me James Lang. He is the CEO of COVID Precheck. James, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
So, James, this is really interesting. We are at the precipice right now of major change that's happening in the country. In one part of the country, where we both are right now in New York City, it looks like COVID-19 is, you know, on the pathway of getting contained. And we have two or three surrounding states that are also on the same pathway. But then if you look at the rest of the country, you see it spreading and these cases are increasing. Tell us, what is the impetus of you creating COVID-19 pre-check and how does it work? I'm assuming it's like you're doing like a pre-check like you would if you're at an airport, but tell us about the technology.
So exactly, it's like a pre-screening for the airport. And we got excited about this. We're out of the blockchain space. And we figured that blockchain had some applicability for a solution to this. And it's really about keeping COVID-19 contained in New York City, allowing people to get back to work and back to enjoying life. And so our app allows people to take a set of serological tests to determine their antibody levels and present that to people in a secure and private fashion, similar to the way you would have your boarding pass scanned at the airport. And using blockchain technology, we can really keep people's data private and their identity private while being able to share the information that allows companies to have the information to reopen safely and let customers back in safely.
What are some of the companies that you are working with without getting too specific? In general, where do you see the biggest need for this type of technology?
We see the biggest need not only for employers getting, you know, every type of employer getting their employees back to work, but for companies that are in the hospitality and travel industry. We're working with some restaurant groups. We're working with commercial landlords to help them have their tenants get back in the office and get people back in. We're working with cruise lines to help them get their passengers back on board. Any industry that's really where people are really afraid to venture out and get back into the mix of things, we're working with. And we're at the early stages with many of them. Most of them are focused on the actual getting reopened now, and they haven't really thought a lot about what sort of tools they might need. And so we're progressing very well with that.
I mean, certainly you're positioning yourself right at the beginning where people, the need for some sort of solution to get back to work and get the economy started is so dire. I am a TSA PreCheck member. Clearly, I haven't been using it a ton because I'm never on an airplane these days. But part of the problem with TSA PreCheck, and again, we're dealing with something completely different, but part of the problem is that, you know, you may be certified, but you'll roll up to a boarding check-in area or you're in an airport and they say, you know what, TSA PreCheck, not open right now. You're going to have to go through the regular line. What are some of the challenges that you anticipate with this technology and maybe the adoption of this? As you mentioned that you're talking to certain real estate companies and certain, you know, other office buildings, et cetera. When companies and corporations, maybe even airports and airlines, consider using this technology, what are the challenges you anticipate?
Well, the first challenge is having people trust that we're keeping their data private. Mm-hmm. And we're using blockchain technology to do that so that when you present our app, the only information that the person who's scanning your code sees is an image of your face so they can match it to you and a check mark that says you've met sort of pre-entered conditions that scanner has determined. The challenge is convincing people that this is not a magic bullet. It's not going to solve all the problems. It's one tool to be used to help get people back to work and back into businesses. And companies are going to need, we look at this as an expediting tool or a way to move the lines faster. And so it's the same thought as TSA PreCheck, where you don't have to take off your shoes. So if you come back as approved on our app, perhaps you get to skip the self-assessment test, or perhaps you get to skip the temperature screening, or perhaps you're trustworthy enough then that you can self-report all of these things. And we're building the additional functionality to help these businesses as they determine and as the sort of scientific thought evolves is what is necessary to keep people safe. So we're adding self-assessment, and we're adding the potential when the vaccine comes out to prove that you're vaccinated as well.
And so for those of us, I understand blockchain mostly because my daughter has a book that's called Blockchain for Babies that I read to them constantly. I mean, both my daughters, I have twins. But for those that don't understand exactly, you know, how blockchain works and the way that private data is contained, can you just give us the abridged version of how blockchain is working with your app to ensure privacy of their data?
So blockchain is basically a large database, and it's cryptographically secured. And that cryptography is, so far, if you look at Bitcoin, nobody has ever hacked the Bitcoin blockchain. Right. So Bitcoin's been out there for 10 years. It's moving billions of dollars a day of value, and nobody's been able to hack that. So the identity data and the test data that we're storing is stored on a blockchain that's locked with private keys so that nobody can hack our system and access your data. And so your data is secure, but it's also, from a trust perspective, it's tamper-proof, because blockchain requires a lot of computational power to go back and overwrite old data. Whereas in a regular database, somebody might just re-enter the data. It's super easy. With blockchain, you have to re-enter and redo multiple blocks and links in a chain. And the farther back you go, the more computational power you need to be able to undo all of those transactions, all of that history. So that this way, you know, there's no way for your friend in HR to update your results. So you can, everybody can trust that your results are real. And the way we've set it up is that we're getting reporting directly from the laboratories that are doing the testing, so that there's no human intervention to input the data. So you can trust that somebody's data, when you're scanning their data, it's actual real, verified, and it matches with the person who is presenting it.
So verification via blockchain. What happens when, you mentioned and touched on this, when a vaccination potentially arrives? How does, and you know, I don't know when the timeline is on that. You know, people are saying, well, you know, I think Dr. Fauci, or I do believe I was listening to something last night that they were saying that, you know, Dr. Fauci was cautiously optimistic about a vaccine being here by the end of this year. But, you know, the doctors that I speak to, including my mother, who is a doctor and is the biggest skeptic, says it's not going to happen until mid next year, 2021, if even that. How does your technology work with if when we get that vaccine?
So when we get that vaccine, from our perspective, having a vaccine is just another test result or piece of data to input into our system. And we'll ingest the data the same way we would ingest our serological testing data directly from the lab or from the doctor who's giving you the vaccination. And you'll be able to present that again in the same secure manner, and it'll just be another piece of data. Originally, you know, one of the things that got us interested in this was I had met an entrepreneur who was exploring the similar concept of being able to present vaccination data for NGOs in Africa to make sure that they were giving public aid and the people who were the intended recipients of the vaccines actually received it and got vaccinated. So that was also one of the factors that helped us, you know, form this product and build this product, was here's a capability that blockchain can really solve and keep these records safe and secure for people.
I find too, and maybe this is just me with the I tend to go down the black hole of information when it comes to COVID-19, mostly because, you know, we discussed this. I just want to leave New York City. I just want to be in a different environment and walk away and, you know, maybe go stay at night at a hotel and make sure that, you know, they feel comfortable with me being there or even see my mom. I mean, that's one thing that, you know, let's just get back down to the basics and like see our parents or see family members. With information changing so rapidly, and I use mask wearing as an example. And, you know, in February, I was wearing my mask per the instruction of my mom, who's a doctor. And now we're finally, you know, it's a mandate now. It's a state mandate. How is COVID pre-check changing, or how nimble is it when you start getting all this new information and these different mandates? How quickly are you able to kind of incorporate that new change or make sure that that's like another protocol now in your system?
So for us, it's a pretty rapid adoption. We can add new data fields, and any of this new information is basically a new data field. So we're basically building a technology platform that can evolve with the scientific and medical thinking, so that as soon as new thinking evolves, we can present that data to people who are interested.
And when, you know, you did mention, you were talking to an entrepreneur that was looking at vaccinations in Africa, and let's say, hopefully, COVID-19 is something that we'll just remember 2020 being a part of, and it just eventually disappears from our lives. At that point, will your technology then evolve to kind of focus on different types of healthcare checks, or what would be the next iteration of COVID pre-check if COVID ends up going away?
If COVID ends up going away, it'll be a tool for the next pandemic. That's one thing. We don't think that pandemics are going to end. But it's also a tool for people to control their own identity and present their vaccination information or any other sensitive information in a secure way without actually revealing that information. That's sort of the beauty of our platform, is your test results aren't revealed to the person who's scanning your code. They just make sure they meet that scanner's criteria, preset criteria. So nobody actually sees your data, nobody actually sees your identity. And we built this because, you know, people are apprehensive about revealing too much of their identity data. So any credential that you wanted to be able to present, you can present without giving away too much information. And, you know, it varies by who you present the information to. If it's your workplace, you know, they probably have a lot of information about you already. You're comfortable with sharing things. But if it's a bar or restaurant, the maitre d' or the host doesn't need to see your information, know your name, be able to track you. They just need to know that you're okay and meet their criteria for entry.
Got it. So fascinating. You know, it's interesting. I was talking to my husband about your technology, and he is a writer for The Tonight Show, and they have no audience right now for obvious reasons. And I think everyone is so keen on getting back to that office. And he told the executive producer, he's like, you have to check out this app. It's really great. They have something really great. So for those of you all who are not at Tonight Show and do not have direct access to James, where can people find out more about COVID PreCheck?
You can sign up on our website at covidprecheck.info. We're not quite ready to launch. We expect to launch in the next few weeks. Our app is built, testing some of the technology, and we're building out our partnerships with our laboratory testing relationships, as well as concentrating in hard hit areas like New York City to get places to accept and use COVID PreCheck. And we want to get them comfortable and show what a powerful tool it can be to bring people back to work. It can really help inform decisions about how to pair a server with a table. If you have a table full of people who are antibody positive and presumed not to be infectious, you can let your server who hasn't been infected serve them because they're at lower risk of contracting it from that party. So it works both ways, both for customers and for employees. We're pretty excited about it, and everybody we talk to is excited about being able to use it. We need to launch and get to scale and get it out there. So we're working diligently. Our team is working diligently to do that.
I know I have two fans that are ready, willing, and able to sign on immediately and start using your technology. James, thank you so much for being here with us at Raging Bull. We'll talk to you soon.
You're quite welcome. Enjoyed it.
Well, that's a wrap for this episode. Thanks for listening. I invite you to visit RagingBull.com/podcast. That's RagingBull.com/podcast to discover more episodes, to learn more about people who have created, built, and lived successful lives. Also, remember to subscribe to one of Raging Bull's newsletters. Join me on the next episode as we share more stories from our guests on the wisdom behind wealth and how they built their own success. Raging Bull Podcast is brought to you by RagingBull.com, helping traders succeed through education, resources, and where you can watch real traders make trades. Raging Bull, learn to trade. We'll show you how.